Let's speak to Michaela this morning. Morning, Michaela.
Morning.
Morning. Thanks for joining us. What's your story?
Well, basically, me and my partner were going out one morning and we saw these two dogs at the end of the street. We knew they were chucking something about, but we didn't know what. So we pulled up alongside them and realised it was a cat. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not a cat fan.
Right.
You know, I don't own pets or anything. I love dogs, you know, but I'm not really a cat fan. But you see, you don't want to see something like that, do you?
Mm.
And, well, basically, my partner picked the hooter and I jumped out the car after the dogs had run off for a little while and took care of the cat, you know, covered it over and everything. And then the other neighbours came out. And then we realised it actually belonged to one of the neighbours, but they weren't in at the time. So me and my partner, we rang the police and we rang the RSPCA. And I think the police must have rang the RSPCA as well, although the police didn't come out. So we then took the cat to the vets, which I think was near the Wyvern. But unfortunately, it died when we were there. Mm. When we got back to where it actually happened, which is within Chadderton, just off Matlock Road, the owners had arrived home, and it belonged to their daughter, the cat did. Obviously, they were distraught.
Mm.
The RSPCA did turn up in the end, and they said that they were going to go round to the owners, apparently the two dogs. I can actually describe the dogs to you if you want.
Okay, yeah.
One was like a black and tan.
What sort of breed were they? Can you remember?
Well, I'm not 100% certain on the breed, but they were pit bull type dogs.
Right, okay.
Type dogs.
And how did you feel, Michaela? I know you said that you're not particularly a cat lover, but I can imagine to witness that was quite traumatic, wasn't it?
Well, it was awful, you know, to see it being thrown about. Cause, I mean, I was petrified. I don't know what made me jump out of the car, really. I think probably just instinct, you know. But, I mean, they could have easily have turned on any one of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, has this changed your reaction when you're going out at night?
Well, I don't even go to the shop during the day. I can get to the shop through an alleyway just near me, and I will not go to the shop in case some dogs are out.
Heard that story this morning, how did that make you feel? Did it bring back all those memories?
Well, it did, actually. I'm a little bit shaky, to be honest. And I know people might say, well, it's only a cat, but at the end of the day, it's a living being, you know. Mm. And you wouldn't want that to happen to a child, would you, or anybody else? So, I mean, they've got the taste of blood now, haven't they? So I'm petrified going to the shop, I really am.
Michaela, good to talk to you.